This podcast is supported by Siemens, your partner for industrial-grade AI.
Hi there, welcome to a new episode of the Industrial AI Podcast. My name is Peter Seeberg. I'm your host, and I'm going to be talking to Praveen Kapse. I hope I pronounced that correctly. He's the Vice President, Corporate Strategy and Data Analytics at Tri-Diagonal Solutions. And Praveen and I are going to be talking about Plant GPT-powered agentic AI. Hello, Praveen.
Hey, hi, Peter. How are you? And hello, everyone. I'm glad to be here.
Fine. Thank you. Thank you, Praveen. Please introduce yourself to our listeners.
Sure. So I'm Praveen Kapse. I lead one of the division of Tri-Diagonal Solutions, it's manufacturing excellence and digital transformation, where the focus is deploying advanced AI solutions. When I say advanced AI, it's all about, you know, hybrid AI, context-aware AI, agentic AI solutions. And our focus is purely into operations, manufacturing operations. For example, maintenance and planning, quality management, process optimization, energy and sustainability. So everything what we do is around these areas, and we deliver advanced solutions using, you know, latest techniques, right? Like agentic AI, hybrid AI, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, that's the topic of today we're going to be talking about just in a minute. Everybody is talking about agents and agentic AI, and you are providing it. So I'm very much looking forward to. Yeah, tell us a little bit more about your company. You just did a quick introduction there, but maybe let's start with the industries, the main industries that you provide your products, your services for.
So Tri-Diagonal Solutions, we are essentially an outcome of National Chemical Laboratories here in India. We have our offices globally in US, Europe, Middle East as well. As I said, right, we are coming in as a domain specialist. All our engineers are chemical engineers by background, metallurgical engineers, petroleum engineers. What we do is deploy advanced solutions. The key industries which we focus is process industry, the likes of oil and gas, chemicals, petrochemicals, life sciences, food and beverages, metals and mining. So that's our focus for implementing advanced AI solutions.
Okay, sounds great. Let's look at the different services that you do provide. I did see that there is a specific Tri-Diagonal AI. I'm not sure you want to split that out, but as the company Tri-Diagonal Solutions, what is it that the services that you provide to your customers?
So Tri-Diagonal.ai is an innovation arm of Diagonal Group. As I said, we started 20 years back with a very deep focus on providing process consulting in the industries which I mentioned. Tri-Diagonal.ai is going to focus on implementing end-to-end AI solutions, right? It could start right from your IT/OT integrations, implementing data ops, industry data fabric solutions, contextualization of data using knowledge graphs. Once the data is available, and then we start applying, you know, advanced AI model. It could be traditional machine learning models, right, like predictive analytics, and then going to advanced AI, which is agentic AI solutions. So moving from predictive to prescriptive analytics. So overall, you know, that is the kind of a breadth of our solutions. The focus, as I said, is again operations here. We come with a very strong background of process optimization in all these industries which we mentioned, and we apply all those digital as well as process optimization techniques, right, to help customers create value with latest technologies.
Right. And as you said, so you are Tri-Diagonal.ai, and we're going to be talking about Plant GPT-powered agentic AI. Now, you've been doing this for quite some time. Maybe a first question, what is AI bringing to the party in addition to what you've been doing to date?
Now, as see how the industry is evolving and the technology as well. So it's moving from reactive to context-aware AI, okay? And that's the one big focus everyone is having today. How do you go from reactive analytics right, to prescriptive analytics. And that's where the prescriptive analytics comes with context-aware AI, right? And that's where, when we have introduced our solutions, right, Plant GPT, which is like domain-powered AI, which has a lot of context behind it, and which really, really focuses on all those classes of use cases, right, where we are targeting workflow-level automations like maintenance and planning as a function. How do I automate that entire function using a context-aware AI, okay, which is a combination of your machine learning plus LLM-powered AI, okay? So that's like a big focus. And then same thing, we do it with various functions like process optimization, energy management, health, safety, and, you know, supply chain for that matter. So that's the focus of, Triangle.ai, leveraging all this combination of tools, techniques, and technologies.
Now, you introduced there what you call Plant GPT. I understand there's another solution, service, product, which you call Domain Wise, and you say that's your gateway to Plant GPT, and I think that is the main topic for today. So maybe you want to do a quick introduction there.
As I said, you know, the era of context-aware AI, and the reason why we introduced this, because people have been doing, the traditional AIs now, machine learning to predict something. But very soon we realize, right, people are still using only 20% of the data which they have, which is structured, for example, time series data. But, and then rest of the processes, right, root cause analysis, they still use so much of unstructured data. So the whole idea of introducing this solution was, how can you bring structured, semi-structured, and unstructured data and create value out of it, okay? And it's a combination, as I said, again, with hybrid AI, whether it is using your existing machine learning model, which are already predicting, and then using the power of LLM, right, to merge both structured and unstructured data and then create those kind of use cases. So the domain-wise, when we say domain-wise, because we have infused a lot of domain into this solution. The reason is, yes, you use the foundation models, which are trained on a very, very large data, but it doesn't have the domain context to it, right? So how do you really, really build that domain-focused foundation models and use that as a context, right, to your analytics? So that's the whole focus of domain-wise, where we have built that as a framework, which has a lot of micro agents specialized to contextualize the information, interpret the operations data, and then deliver actionable knowledge precisely when and where it is needed, right? So that's how DomainWise was formed, and then we have introduced this. There are three layers to it. The first one, of course, the lowest hanging fruit is you can use this as a Plant GPT, right? Just like we use a GPT, it's more of a conversational AI where people can use for referring to the documents, referring to the data, ask the questions, get the answers. The second layer is advisory, where we use the power of, again, our multi-agent system, which can do some calculations, and it plays the role of an advisory to the people, operations teams. And then third layer is agentic, right, which is really the autonomous, which is automating that. For example, if it is maintenance and planning, people typically are monitoring their critical assets. They monitor the deviations. That's where the existing solutions do. But and then they implement the root cause analysis, which is majorly done manually, and that's where the human expertise is required. So what we have done in agentic or autonomous workflows is, how do we bring this entire human experience and logic to automate this entire function? So right from your deviation analysis to doing a root cause analysis, triggering the work orders, right, through SAP, and then scheduling the maintenance workflow. So that's where the autonomous agents play that role of entire function, right, which is codified in the domain-wise using our domain knowledge, right? And we have done that for various functions.
Okay, very good. That was a very big, I would say, introduction. What I mean by that is that there's many very interesting topics that I do want to discuss a little bit more in detail. I'm going to start with me realizing, which I hadn't, maybe it was the way that you pronounce domain-wise. I hadn't seen it. And it's exactly what Robert and I, my co-producer, we have been talking about for years. And we just had it announced also by a conference local that we had by Siemens, inviting the industry for a specific industrial foundation model. Now, I assume with your domain wise, your domain is it chemistry based? Do you produce one big specific foundation model in your domain, or does it make more sense? You say you have specific subsegments, and each of those subsegments are going to have their own subsegment, so-called foundation model. How does that work?
So we have taken a little bit of a different approach here. Initially, so we started with fine-tuning existing foundation models by infusing the domain, right? And that's where you annotate and you try to create a foundation model. But very soon you realize, right, it's going to be cumbersome because you have to do that for each and every industry, right, or each class of use case. Then what we took an approach in domain-wise is to create a knowledge layer, okay? And 80% of the time, right, that domain knowledge is infused in there. So we use different techniques, right? For example, how do you do the prompts here, right? Or how do you use the different micro agents? So what we have done is we have created different layers in domain-wise. The first layer, for example, is intelligent perception and contextualization. Now, there are micro-agents, like more than 50-plus micro-agents, which understand different shapes and forms of data. Since our focus is manufacturing, and you know, right, the manufacturing has OT data, right, time series. You have documents and so on and so forth. So the micro-agents would understand, perceive what exactly this data means, and then we add the knowledge data modeling using our domain. So we have taken a different approach here. Instead of modifying the foundation model, we are creating a knowledge data models and then create a knowledge graphs, for example, which play a role of decision path for an agent. And then our micro agents along with the multi-agent systems. So the entire load, or I would say, is been done by the framework. And we are using the reasoning capabilities of, you know, the existing foundation model. So that's the approach which we have taken, which can be scalable, right, across any of the industries, because these micro agents would understand the different shapes and forms of data.
Okay, and maybe we're going to come back to it later, but just because you mentioned it with the three levels of, let's say, functionality from Plant GPT, advisor, and then from my brain, it is kind of the ultimate autonomous. So I'm going to ask you right now, I'm going to come back in the very end to ask you a little bit more about where you're based. And you already mentioned US, Europe, Middle East. Now, autonomous for me is this, you know, I think there's very little, but you maybe tell me I'm wrong, very little autonomous solutions, although you could probably, we're going to look at that. And my question is, autonomous is many times seen as a solution for markets where maybe it's very difficult to find humans, you know, to have people who have been sitting in the control room for many, many years, and maybe it's difficult to find replacement of those people who at some point in time, you know, going to leave work and enjoy the rest of their life. Now, what you see as well is that dependent on the market in which you are operating. Do you say one of those big markets is more interested already today in autonomous, or?
No, absolutely. Now, one thing which we are seeing, right, in every industry, take an example in North America, right, a lot of experienced people, right, of course, they are phasing it out. Like one first use case which we delivered, right, is in automating the entire maintenance planning function. Now, the problem statement was, okay, we have 40 plus years of experienced planners, okay, which have tremendous amount of knowledge, right? And they have their own workflows, right? They have their own ways to handle things. Now they are phasing out. Now, can you build an agent, autonomous agent, which will not necessarily replace, but capture their entire expertise of last 40 years. Okay. So the definition of autonomous, of course, is not like completely eliminating humans, but how can an agent assist you as well as automate and bring that intelligent layer? For example, right, root cause analysis is done manually and it's purely experience based. Now, imagine there is an agent which assists the same maintenance engineer to do these things in a quicker, faster, and cheaper way, and an intelligent way as well. So that's like the whole focus of autonomous operation. And it primary interest, what we have seen, people are looking into maintenance and planning majorly. And second, you know, the technical services teams, right, in the process industries, where they have to investigate tremendous amount of data, and they need a tool or a system which can help them to access, to calculate, to interpret, do the what-if scenarios, and so on and so forth, right? So that's the two major areas of interest which we are seeing across different industries.
Right. Very important that we talk about what does autonomy mean. I mean, and in general, it's at least always a human must at least start some kind of process then to become autonomous or more or less autonomous. Thank you for clarifying. You talked about, I think you said 80 different agents, and they work together. So we're talking here, what is it, a multi-agent framework? And what are the concepts behind? We here in the industrial AI podcast have been talking about protocols, architectures, communication architectures, like, for example, OPC way at the bottom, and there's this new one, MCP, Model Context Protocol, and there's the A2A, the agent-to-agent. Are they technologies, tools, protocols that you have been using, or you go a different way?
Oh, absolutely, right. We and this space is evolving every week, right? And also keeping a tap on it. In fact, we scripted something in as an MCP server a couple of weeks back, and we were trying to validate that. Now it's different today. Okay, so it's continuously evolving, and we have to take an advantage of all these new concepts and techniques, right? So I always say there are two things, right? Like we always focus on this system one and system two kind of a thinking. So I'll explain that in a bit, right? Like the evolution of large language models has been significantly shaped by human cognition models, right? Initially, models were like system one thinking, which is rapid, intuitive, like simple chatbot, right, for example. Now, imagine I have to implement the same thing in operations, right? Example, like root cause, I keep on coming to that because that's a prominent use case which we see, which where solution is very apt, or what if analysis. So that is system two thinking, which is slow, deliberate, logical. It needs multi-agent systems. For example, I would need a technique like chain of thought, right? I need tools, I need memory. And then underlying, to communicate between agent to agent. That's what A2A protocols are important. Second important thing, even if I have to access different shapes and forms of data, right? Now, agent has to traverse through these multiple systems, and that's where MCP becomes very, very handy, where you can actually configure, right, the metadata in such a way that agent knows exactly where to go, where to find that information, so that optimize my tokens as well down the line. Yes, so we are using all those tools and techniques behind DomainWise.
And as you say, they are developing on a weekly, if not daily or hourly basis, right?
Correct.
So how is then, and we've been talking about, you introduce, how is what we've heard so far, and maybe we hear more DomainWise, let's say different from a traditional dashboard or analytics system?
So traditional systems, of course, they primarily focus on only on structured data, and which is time series plus MES, for example. Now, they are only answering those basic questions, right? Like what happened, right? Real-time monitoring for any asset, right? That's like an output of the traditional AI. Now, when we talk about domain-wise, right, which is like a hybrid AI approach, so it answers not just one, but multiple questions, like what happened, why did it happen, right? That is the root cause analysis. Or I'm live tracking the asset condition and performance, what's happening now, Then the prescriptive angle is the biggest differentiation. Okay, there were solutions like APM where they had that prescriptive layer, but it was more assets. Here we are taking it a little bit broader view when I'm trying to contextualize entire plant data, right, and have as a advisor as well as autonomous. Then that prescription is something which is what people are demanding today. Yes, it can track what happened, but why it happened, that is RCA, and what needs to be done. That prescription has to be given by the reasoning engines of LLMs, for example. So that's the biggest differentiation what we have today from reactive to context-aware AI.
Okay, sounds great. Reasoning is a big word. There's a lot of discussion around it, but there's a lot of discussion about when we say reasoning, we mean something cognitive, which is something human. But at the same time, as I hear from you, as I hear from many others, you build a solution and the solution shows you what you call reasoning capabilities, independent of the fact that maybe the way that it comes to a what you call a prescription, it will suggest, you know, you should be doing A or B, because if not, then C is going to happen and we don't want C to happen, even though that may be different. And that's what we call reasoning, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's, I mean, people definitely, LLM hallucinates, everyone knows that. And that's where whole idea of domain-wise is, how do you do the data contextualization as well as knowledge contextualization using a domain? People want solutions which are trustworthiness. They want model explainability, right? And as well as cognitive alignment, as you rightly say, how human thinks, decide and solve the problems today.
Okay, so we talked about the difference to a traditional, let's say, dashboard analytics system. What about the user then? Is that still the same kind of process engineer? Or when I heard and see the word domain-wise, I've been talking for a long time about what I call the domain user getting, let's say, more power, more capabilities at their hand. Maybe they are not the fully accomplished process engineer. So does the target user of the domain-wise system change from what has been the case so far?
No, I think, in fact, it has broadened the use of AI now. The whole purpose of domain-wise is, as I said, right from AI assistant to advisor to autonomous. So depending on the functions, right, it could be maintenance engineers and maintenance planners, right, in maintenance and planning. It could be process engineers, right? It could be technical services teams and so on and so forth. The broader category of users, anyone can use just as a, our vision is to use this as a, ChatGPT, for example. That's where we say, on GPT, so any user can come ask the question and get his answers, and depending on the role he's playing.
Okay, are they choosing a role typically when they sign into the system? Will then the system like understand this is the process engineer and that's the person who has, you know, less or more knowledge?
Yes. What we have done is we have the configuration as per the users and role. And as well as someone want to restrict, right? The user should not have the entire access. So we can define that, and that's part of our configuration.
So the experienced 30 years old process engineer is not going to get the base answers to questions, but more like the more established, not the established ones, the more difficult ones, let's sort of say. How about integrating then domain-wise with existing systems? And maybe you want to talk a little bit about implementation. Maybe there's interested customers out there, so they're considering maybe, oh, that sounds good. How are there different stages of the way that you do the implementation, and then the question integration, and how does that work?
Sure. So I think the way we have designed domain-wise is, it's very modular, number one, and it has its very, very good integration capability. So the whole focus was on the end applications, right? The examples. Underlying infrastructure could be the existing infrastructure of the customer. For example, if anyone is having, they are on hypercloud and they're already having that data fabric layer, right? It could be industry data fabric from AWS, Microsoft data fabric from Azure, or out-of-the-shelf solutions like Cognite, right, Palantir, and so on and so forth. So this domain-wise comes and sits on top of your existing infrastructure. You don't need to change or replace your existing infrastructure. That's the best part of it. And we do have, you know, extractors and connectors already built in, which will come and sit on top of your existing infrastructure. So it's pretty modular and scalable as well. Okay, and we have kept it platform neutral. As I said, right, AWS, Azure, or it could be Cognite. I can select knowledge graph of Neo4j. I can select knowledge graph of Cognite. I can select knowledge graph of any other system. So that's the whole USP of the solution again. It's not like you need to replace or buy the underlying infrastructure separately for domain-wise.
But do I hear it running in the cloud, whatever? I mean, you're agnostic here, but is there an option to have your solution running locally on the edge as well or not?
Yeah, I think that's, I mean, depending on the different markets, I think Middle East, of course, there are customers who want everything to be on-premise. Okay, they don't want to go to the cloud. So we have, just like I said, right, other solution partners, right, which actually build the private LLMs, which is completely using small language models for the on-premise usage. So domain-wise, go and sit on top of that. Okay, so if customer prefers to have this as on-premise, we can offer that as well. And cloud, yes, we are any of the clouds, domain-wise can work.
Okay, you give the example of the Middle East customers that are, you say, did I hear correctly, typically not such big cloud fans. I thought it was always Europe, actually, where I'm based. Typically, at least in the past, right, they have never been. Now, there are certain changes that are happening because of all the changes happening in the world, that people are looking stronger also towards, as an example, like in this case, Europe-based cloud. But at the same time, there's, of course, a huge development towards Edge as well. Now, we talked about that, but having introduced this, maybe you want to tell us a little bit more about, as you suggested, the different markets that you work on. Tell us about your team. Tell us about directly around you, the people developing these solutions. Where are they based? Maybe you're looking for new colleagues, stuff like that.
Sure, sure. So we have a combination of team, which is behind DomainWise. And even like when we implement DomainWise solutions, right? The first set of team is our SMEs, okay, who are like a subject matter experts of a particular domain. It could be refinery upstream, it could be petrochemical or cement plant, for example, right? So we have that combination because of our 20 years of experience in the space. So that is first kind of set of team. Second is the data scientists. Now there are two classes in here. One is the chemical engineers plus data scientists, right? And others are computer science background plus generative AI, right? So they are like Gen AI data scientists. So that's the second layer on it. And the third one, of course, is the application teams who are specialized in certain applications, right? For example, you talk about refinery, so they would understand different conversion units. You talk about cement plant, they would understand kilns and different systems within cement. So that is the third team. So that becomes like a core team, like which is focusing on the domain. And then, of course, there are other teams like data engineers, data extraction team, cloud engineering team, infrastructure team, and solution architects. So the team is based in different parts of the world. We have, of course, one of the major delivery centers here in India, as well as we have our satellite delivery centers, right, in San Antonio and Houston in the US, where we cater the North American market. Europe, we have the program managers and solution architects in Germany, and in Middle East, right, we are based in Dubai. We have that spread, but yes, majority of the delivery would happen from here in India. And then we have local solution architect program managers to cater to the local requirements.
That sounds great. So any of you listeners may be interested in, and having been, let's say, as myself, very much interested, almost overwhelmed by all the things that you're doing around agents, agentic. We know it's a huge hype. Whenever we say hype, there's always think about since 25 years, the hype cycle of Gartner, there's always this potential of, you know, the negative side of the hype only, there, that there's nothing. I'm personally, as you listener know, a huge fan, and I'm sure that agentic AI is going to change the world, including the world of industrial AI, including the world of process, of chemical, in which you are in, Praveen. So I'm very much impressed by what you've been telling us. You seem to be, I'm not sure, you didn't say specifically, it cannot be too long maybe, but you seem to be kind of further ahead as many other companies. You seem to have solutions in the market already.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's what our experience of last two decades, deep focus in process industry and within process industry operations. Okay. So that has given a little bit of an edge, I would say. So the entire consulting experience as well as the technology experience, and that's what tridiagonal.ai is all about, right? So where we deploy industry at scale using domain. Okay. And that's the tagline of tridiagonal.ai as well. It's a domain-driven AI. So that has given us an edge, of course, the combination of teams, skill sets, experience of consulting, deploying multiple solutions using different techniques and technologies. And we have now culminated all that together to introduce DomainWise, right? Like a plant GPT for manufacturing operations.
Praveen, thank you very much. Very interesting. We're going to share details on your company, on your solution. Listeners that are interested can go there, can go directly to Tridiagonal Solutions, but we'll put the details in the show notes as well. Thank you very much, Praveen.
Thank you, Peter. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Bye-bye.